The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. We know we, America, have a lot of problems. We also know we have brought many of our problems on ourselves because we have rejected God's rule over us. But we also have a lot of good traits, and God looks favorably on us for those good traits. For we have inherited many good traits from our father Abraham. Abraham was the progenitor of the nation of Israel. Notice what Admiral Yamamoto had to say about America just before they bombed Pearl Harbor. And I quote, "Admiral Yamamoto, the American-educated top Navy general, warned to no avail the Japanese high command before Pearl Harbor that America was like a sleeping giant, and that by attacking her, they would wake up, arouse, and rally the American people into a very formidable foe, a virtual tiger. And that is exactly what happened. As an aroused people, we bonded together against Japan and Germany, and even though we entered World War II almost totally unprepared, as we are for almost all crises, including the Katrina disaster and 9/11, we quickly morphed into an unbeatable foe. The old American Revolutionary War flag comes to mind. Don't tread on me. And anyone planning to attack America should realize that's the way we feel. Don't tread on me. And that was a trait that we inherited from Abraham. Notice back in Genesis 14, verses 18 through 17, someone treaded on Abraham. And as I say, he was a progenitor of the nation Israel. And that's where the nation of Israel began, was with Abraham. Verse 8 of Genesis 14, "And the king of Sodom, the king of Gomorrah, the king of Admath, the king of Zoboim, and the king of Bela, that is Zoar, went out and joined together in battle in the valley of Sidim, against Shadolamer, king of Elam, Tidal, king of nations, Arumphel, king of Shinar, and Arioch, king of Eleazar, four kings against five." And verse 10 here, "Now the valley of Sidim was full of asphalt pits, and the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fell, some fell there, and the remainder fled to the mountains. Then they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their provisions and went their way. They also took Lot, Abraham's brother, son who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. Then one who had escaped came and told Abraham the Hebrew, for he dwelt by the terebinth trees of Mamre, the Amorite, brother of Eshcol and brother of Aner, and they were allies with Abraham. Now when Abraham heard that his brother Lot was taken captive, he armed his 318 trained servants who were born in his own house and went in pursuit as far as Dan. He divided his forces against them by night, and he and his servants attacked them and pursued them as far as Hobath, which is north of Damascus. So he brought back all the goods, and also brought back his brother Lot and his goods, as well as the women and the people. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him at the valley of Shaveth, that is the king's valley, after his return from the defeat of Chedorlaomer and the kings who were with him." So what happened here in this incident? This was a war that broke out against Abraham. They traded on the nation of Israel. So they aroused the nation of Israel, that is the progenitor of the nation of Israel, our ancestor Abraham. And Josephus tells us that Abraham dealt such a blow to that great army that he actually destroyed the Assyrian Empire. And that empire didn't rise again for hundreds of years. Now, of course, Abraham had God's help in this because he was a servant of God. He kept God's law, his commandments. And God has been the helper of the United States and England in our World Wars I and II. And we, the United States and England, have been the nations that have kept as much peace and stability in this earth as we have had. I would hate to have lived in this world without the U.S. and Britain. Another good trait of America is we are a very generous people. This good trait of America, of the American people, is great generosity. In the midst of a crisis, ours or someone else's, such as the Asian tsunami in late 2004 and its aftermath, In a crisis, the normally materialistic, self-centered American people as a whole become very caring, sharing, and giving. In the first week after Katrina hit and New Orleans and the Gulf Coast were decimated, ordinary Americans in private fundraising for Hurricane Katrina victims, from bake sales to car washes to football games, raised $500 million. Think of that, my friends. What a generous people the American public is. Raised $500 million in the first week after Katrina. The American Red Cross raised more than $409 million, some from corporations like Walmart and so on, over $20 million, but a lot from concerned individuals and children who are holding fundraisers. The Salvation Army had $51 million in funds given in the first week. Thousands of truckloads of clothing, food, and other essentials were pouring in to refugee centers from churches and other groups all over the country. The American Red Cross was currently sheltering 167,000 refugees in 600 shelters in 18 states. Catholic Charities received 20,000 online donations in 2 days versus a norm of 6,000 for a whole year, as the USA Today reported 9705. Nationwide, the young and the old have mobilized disaster reliefs. That's another good trait of America. The first good trait that we have is that when we're traded on, we take action. That's a trait that we inherited from Abraham. And we don't take action until we are traded on. And then when disaster hits, another good trait of America, that we are a very generous people. Notice in Genesis 14, verses 18 through 24, this is something else that we inherited from Abraham, our generosity. Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was a priest of the Most High God, and he blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abram of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand." And he gave him a tithe of all. So we see that Abraham even paid tithe, which is required by God. Verse 21, "Now the king of Sodom said to Abraham, 'Give me the persons and take the goods for yourself.'" Now notice what Abraham said. Verse 22, "But Abraham said to the king of Sodom, 'I have lifted up my hand to the Lord, God Most High, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will take nothing from a thread of a sandal strap, and that I will not take anything that is yours, lest you should say, I have made Abram rich.'" But Abraham wasn't there to get. He didn't have the get and the take attitude. He had a giving attitude, and that's something that America has inherited, a good trait that we have. And we can certainly be thankful for that. Notice he goes on to say, "Except only what the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men who went with me, Aner, Eshcolt, and Mamre, let them take their portion." So our ancestor was willing to give, and so are the American people. Yes, it is biblical to give. Giving is a trait of God, and God looks favorably on any individual or nation that has this trait. Notice what it says in Proverbs 11, verses 24 through 25. "There is one who scatters," or one who gives, we could say, "yet increases more. Yes, is blessed for giving. And there is one who withholds more than is right, but it leads to poverty. The generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself. He who gives will also be given too." Well, you know, Christ said, "Blessed are those that give," and it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. Proverbs 14, verse 31 says this, "He who oppresses the poor reproaches his maker, but he who honors him has mercy on the needy." Chapter 19, verse 17 says this, "He who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord," a strong statement, "and he will pay back what he has given." Notice Proverbs 28 and verse 27. "He who gives to the poor will not lack, but he who hides his eyes will have many curses." We should be thankful that we have inherited this trait, because America has helped many people at home and many nations abroad, and still are. God chose Israel to be the model nation of the world, and God wanted Israel to have this trait of giving, a generous nation. And we have inherited that, and thankfully, we have pretty well hung on to that trait. Notice what God has to say in Deuteronomy 4, verses 5 through 10. Surely I have taught you statutes and judgment, just as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should act according to them in the land which possess. Therefore be careful to observe them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples, who will hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Yes, God wanted us to be the example of obeying God to other nations. Well, we have failed on that, but we have kept some good traits, thankfully. For what great nation is there that has so God so near to it as the Lord our God is to us, for whatever reason we may call upon him? And what great nation is there that has such statutes and righteous judgments as are in all this law which I set before you this day? Only take heed to yourselves, and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen, and unless they depart from your heart all the days of your life, and teach them to your children and your grandchildren. Yes, it's too bad that we haven't kept some of those good traits that Abraham had of obedience to God, and that God wanted us to have and to keep all our life long. Notice in verse 10 it says, especially concerning the day that you stood before the Eternal at Horeb, when the Lord said to me, gather the people to me, and I will let them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days they live on the earth, and that they may teach their children. This is when God gave his law, the commandments, in a codified form there in Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5, as you can read about. We, America, have been blessed because God promised to bless us. He promised those blessings to Abraham, and we have inherited many good traits from our ancestor, Abraham, and God looks favorably on us for the good we have done. Thank God for America and pray for America that there will be a spiritual revival and that we will begin using many more good traits, especially allowing God to rule us by obeying God as Abraham did. My friend, if you'd like to know more about our nation, just request our free article, The Two Houses of Israel. There's no cost, no obligation. No one will call on you or pass your name, your address, your email, or your phone number out to anyone else. And request our free article, The Two Houses of Israel. Well, this is Pete Hornbuckle. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.